This is film for thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
San Francisco has taken over for the popular imagination as the go-to city for disasters, possibly because of the emotional complication of depicting New York in a post-September 11th world, or possibly because of the heightened sort of relevance of the city of San Francisco in a post-technologically advanced world with the sort of input of local business such as Apple computers, Facebook, Twitter, and Netflix, Google, becoming sort of the ground zero for the most important business innovation of the last 50 years, kind of allows it to be both an iconic sort of Babylon Tower and also politically represent either if you're a red state, sort of return to moral values of the good old days, or if from a blue state, it could also represent a return to a utopian pre-technological world where people held hands and ate dinners together without texting. Whatever the reason is, it remains in San Andreas, the latest The Rock movie, to sort of again remind everybody that The Rock is an entertainment spectacle if to himself, and in as much a sense that San Francisco remains a spectacle of itself. The Golden Gate Bridge is always fun to see being wrapped around different things, in this case a tsunami, whether that, or in other cases it's Godzilla or giant aliens. But the plot of San Andreas is fairly straightforward. A big earthquake levels California. It sort of plays around with Nevada first, and then takes out L.A., then takes out San Francisco. Very plain plot. It's a broken family because a daughter drowned. The Rock, being the husband, sort of fire department helicopter rescue guy. And he is called in to complete a series of ridiculously amazing-to-watch visuals involving flying into massive earthquakes. And it takes its sort of history from the Towering Inferno, Steve McQueen. Dwayne The Rock Johnson is the sort of the new vision of kind of coolness here, and he pulls it off in a way that the spectacle of San Francisco celebrates in every way.